Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Brendan Bayard is one of our field reporters for the Kayakers. And, Brendan, they had a big tournament coming up next week called the Trout Challenge down in Golden Meadow, Leeville area. A lot of people are going to be down there. What can you tell us about the fishing down there right now for paddlers?
Well, I think the schedule just lined up perfectly for that this year, Don. Been down there the last couple of weeks, and the fishing has been incredible. Not a ton of numbers, but some really nice-sized trout. So that's what we want for a trout tournament like that. You're hunting for those, you know, those few big fish, those few big bites. You're throwing big baits, topwaters, corkies, those kind of things, and trying to get five fish to do that CPR tournament with. And we've been catching a lot of fish over 20 inches, even some right up to about 5 pounds. So it should be some good stringers.
The details of the tournament. How does it work, and how do people get signed up for it?
So you can sign up on TourneyX, which is the app that you can sign up and use to do the CPR fishing. That's where we started back when we did COVID. Every once in a while, we'll do a CPR tournament. This one is on that. You can launch for this tournament at either Golden Meadow Public Launch or the Leeville Public Launch, trying to get people a couple of options, but at the same time kind of make it a shotgun-style format. Once you pick a launch, you can go out there and give it a go. And I tell you, both places have really been good. You have a lot of nice reefs and stuff all along the lake there at Catfish, and likewise at Leeville, very similar situations. Broken shell in depths of, 3 to 5 feet have been holding fish, doing drifts across those kind of areas, or, targeting points and drains on shorelines. I like to start with top water in the morning. If it's cloudy, keep going longer all day. If I'm seeing a lot of surface activity, certainly that keeps the top water going all day long. If I'm just getting swipes or, solid hookups, I'll go to that corky and just kind of work it right like a top water right below the surface of the water. It's been great.
Brendan, in that area, if somebody was fishing with shrimp or they were fishing downsized little soft plastics on jig head, you can catch those trout around 12 inches all day long and plenty of them. But when you fish in a tournament like that Trout Challenge, what would be your one go-to bait for a big fish? Would it be that topwater corky maybe?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm probably throwing like a she-dog or something like that if there's a little bit of ripple in there. If it's a little bit quieter, you know, I might go to something that has a little bit less amount of noise, something like a Spook Junior or something like that. I'm kind of, you know, I don't want to beat them over the head with noise, but at the same time, you want them to be able to find you. That's a great search bait, if you will. And then once you find them, that corky is just deadly because, you know, they don't really miss it like a topwater. You know, you throw a topwater, you might get a swipe, you might miss a big fish. You throw that corky, they're smashing it.
That's what you want. On the freshwater side, City Park Big Bass Rodeo, oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the country. It kicks off March 23rd. We're like 2 weeks away. There's also a special category for paddlers that they fish in Bayou St. John. What are some of your tips and advice if you're fishing for a big bass in that bayou?
Try to do some scouting and find out what side of the bayou those fish are at, and just kind of work that bank pretty fast. You know, I like something kind of like a search bait, kind of like a whatchamacallit. I'm sorry, I'm under the weather today, Don, big time. I woke up and I'm sneezing and coughing every second. I'm not on the radio right now.
Yeah, maybe one of those chatterbait. I was going to say, that's the one that makes a little bit of vibration and racket, you know?
Yeah, but the fishing's been good, man. Talk about some nice bass being right there in town. So, you know, it's a great fishery to have right there at the fingertips of everybody. So,
and it's at the right time. It's at the right time of the year when it's probably at its peak, you know, as far as big bass.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brendan, go take some medicine. Maybe catch a nap if you need to. Thank you for
for
slugging through this report. We really appreciate it.
I got crud.
All right, I hope we can't get it through the radio. See you next week,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
Take care. All righty. All right, there he is. That's Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Next week, you'll hear from Captain Eric Mohabarak.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.